But how did Ruth come to know the true God? It was through the loving example of her mother-in-law, Naomi. And we read in Ruth 1:16, where Ruth says, "Where you go, Naomi, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." It was the love of God that drew them together, and the guidance of God. And both were caring people. And Boaz had observed not just the beauty of Ruth, but the devotion of Ruth to Naomi. In Ruth 2:10-11, when Ruth questioned Boaz, "Why have I found such favour in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" Boaz replied, "I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before him." And so there was this respect of each other, this caring that was going on. And behind it all, we just sensed that God is at work doing a wonderful thing through them. And so Ruth learned about the true God from Naomi. And I wonder if we have someone in our life we can think of who introduced us to God and encouraged us to follow him. And are we such a person to others, helping them to come to know the true God and helping our children and grandchildren come to know the God that we know? And sometimes a mother and daughter, a mother and her daughter-in-law become very close to each other. And such was the case with Ruth and Naomi. And Naomi was concerned about Ruth and her future. And one day she said, "Ruth, I should try to find a home for you where you will be well provided for." And being aware of the growing affection between Ruth and Boaz, the wise and loving Naomi suggested that Ruth declare her interest in Boaz. And we might ask, well, what was significant about Boaz, apart from him being rich and being a landowner and being able to provide? And Naomi said, "Is not Boaz a kinsman of ours?" We read that in verse 2, and then back in the previous chapter towards the end, "That man is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers." Kinsman, redeemer, and redeem are prominent words in chapter 3, where the words appear 5 times, and in chapter 4, 8 times. So let's briefly examine the concept of the kinsman redeemer at that time. In Deuteronomy 25, 5-6, we read that if a brother dies without a son, his widow must not marry outside the family. Her husband's brother shall take her and marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her. This is so that his name will not be blotted out from Israel. And we recall that Ruth's husband, as well as Naomi's husband, both died while they were in Moab. And so there was particularly Ruth, without a husband and without somebody to carry on the family line, which was very important. And Leviticus 25:23-25 talks about the property. And it says, "If one of your countrymen becomes poor and sells some of his property, his nearest relative is to come and redeem what his countrymen had sold." And both become important as we consider the remainder of the book of Ruth. That of the husband, to carry on the family name, and the property. Because property was very, very important in those days, as it is today. And so Naomi suggested a plan for Ruth to approach Boaz and state her intentions using a custom of that time, a custom that's not known today, but a custom where a woman could declare her interest in a particular man. And we read in verses 2 to 4, Naomi said, "Tonight Boaz will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Ruth, wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know that you are there until he has finished eating and drinking. And when he lies down, note the place where he is lying. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do." And in the threshing season, when the grain was separated, it was customary for the landowner to spend the night near the threshing floor to protect his grain from any robbers. And by Ruth doing this, by Ruth lying at his feet, it would tell Boaz of her interest in him. Of course, from what we know about Ruth and Boaz, Ruth readily agreed and did as what Naomi said, had a good wash, put on best clothes, perfume, everything that a woman does to attract a man. And then we think, well, how would Boaz respond to finding a woman lying at his feet? Well, we read in verse 8 and 9, in the middle of the night, something startled Boaz as he was lying there sleeping, contemplating the wonderful harvest, and he turned and discovered a woman lying at his feet. And his immediate reaction was, well, who are you? And at times in our life, we ask the same question, who are you? But imagine Boaz's joy when the woman was the woman he loved. It was Ruth. And Ruth said, "I am your servant. Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are my kinsman redeemer." And Ruth was essentially saying, well, being a close relative and not being married and being rich, you can marry me and you can buy the land that Naomi wants to sell. So with great joy, Boaz replied, "The Lord bless you, my daughter. This kindness is greater than that which you have shown earlier," as described in chapter 2, 11 to 12, where that kindness was noticed. And Boaz went on to say, "Well, you have not run after the younger men, whether they are rich or poor. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all that you ask. I will be your kinsman redeemer. And all my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character." And throughout the book of Ruth, it's really a character study in Naomi, in Ruth, and Boaz, and how God was preparing Boaz and Ruth for their marriage and to bless them with children. But there was a problem. And like good stories, it may not flow as well as we expect it to. And what was the problem? And Boaz said, "Although it's true that I am near of kin from the clan of Elimelech, Naomi's husband, there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I. And by law, he had the higher priority. So there was that dilemma. But Boaz was a man of true intentions and honest character. And he said, in the morning, If this closer kinsman redeemer wants to redeem, good, let him redeem. But if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. So there is Boaz really desperately wanting Ruth to be her wife, his wife, but he knew there was an obstacle in the way. And if this had been a modern film, we might expect to see Ruth and Boaz getting together and carrying on, but not so. Boaz was a man of good reputation. He conducted himself in an honourable way, didn't take advantage of Ruth. And he encouraged what he provided food for Naomi. Ruth went home. Boaz went into town to seek out the nearer kinsman redeemer. And then when Ruth came home, of course Naomi was interested. How did it go? Would her prayers be answered? Would all their lives be turned around? Would Ruth find the husband that she loves? Would Boaz come out of his lonely existence? Would Naomi have a grandchild? Would all their wants and desires be fulfilled? But Naomi, being a wise lady, said to her daughter-in-law, "Wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens. Just wait. Be patient. Don't be anxious, for the man, Boaz, will not rest until the matter is settled today." It's normal, I guess, to be anxious about things, to be worried about things that may never happen. And Ruth was told, "Well, just wait, just trust in God." Do we get anxious about things? And in our anxiety, do we have people who encourage us to trust in the Lord? It's in His hands. God will provide. And this is what we discover in this chapter, of how God is quietly working in the lives of Ruth and Boaz and Naomi. Beyond the events that happen, we discover that God is working out His plans. And as this chapter comes to a close, we wonder, well, what is going to happen next? Would Boaz be the kinsman redeemer they were hoping for? Was there anything special about the baby that Ruth and Boaz were to have? What is the significance of the genealogy given at the end of this book? Why is it there? What's it telling us? And do we have a kinsman redeemer? And who is he? And do we know him? And we'll consider that more next week. So come back next week as we reflect on the truth in Ruth. If you want, you can read ahead, read chapter 4 before you come. But just think, this is God at work in a special way in the lives of these two people. Ruth, a common person, I guess, a Moabite, a foreigner, and Boaz, quite different, highly respected, rich man, but that God drew them both together for His purposes. And as we go through life, we don't know what God wants for us in our life, and all that God wants for us is that we trust Him and be available for Him, because He wants to bless us and to bless others through us. So let's pray as we come to a close. Father, we just thank You for Your word, because Your word is truth and Your word is challenging. And as we go through life, help us, Lord, to trust You, because Jesus, You are our kinsman redeemer, and we thank You for that. In Jesus' name, amen.